This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome on into this Manic Monday edition of Sports Talk, May the 12th. Getting ready for the NBA Draft Lottery. Their commercial break currently on ESPN as they get ready to unveil the order. We know the Pelicans have the fourth best odds. You heard Charlie in the Sports Flash.
So, Steve, we're going to make this first segment very, very quick.
Short and sweet.
And then we'll hit the break and come back and give you the picks as they get announced. For the Pelicans, it's pretty straightforward. You have the peak of getting the number one overall pick with a 12.5% chance. That's the fourth highest odds of anyone in the lottery, only behind Utah, Washington, and Charlotte, who all hold a 14% chance to land the number one overall pick. The worst potential pick you could end up with is pick eight. But it's only a 2.2% chance to get pick eight. Now, in between, you have a 12.2% chance to get number two, a 11.9% chance to get number three, 11.5% chance to get number four. So if you tally it all together, it's a 48.1% chance to get a top four pick. It's effectively a coin flip.
Right.
After that, it's a 7.2% chance to get pick number five, a 25.7% chance to get number six, which is the highest odds of anything on this list, and a 16.8% chance to get number seven, which is the second highest number of this list. Steve, it's pretty straightforward. You have a coin flip to get in the top four, and then basically a 25% chance to get in the top two. So it's a 1-in-4 shot, and everybody's going to be counting these lottery balls tonight.
Taking a break. When we get back, we'll start getting into the lottery ball draft order, which will be revealed. So stay right tuned here on WWL, Saints LSU, and Pelicans Radio. Be back after this. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Perfect time. And Charlie Long, the NFL Draft Lottery underway. We know with the 14th pick, it'll be the San Antonio Spurs. Number 13, Atlanta Falcons. Number Hawks. 12, Chicago Bulls. Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, we got football on the mind here.
Exactly.
With the 11th pick, it's going to be the Portland Trailblazers, who actually had a very nice run kind of late in the season.
Well, they're just rattling these off.
Yeah, no, this is going real fast. I think quicker in years past, too. But we're rolling right along here, Steve. With the 10th pick, it's going to be the Houston Rockets from the Phoenix Suns. Houston's in a good spot, you know, with their roster right now. They got a lot of youth and some good draft assets. That's why they're viewed as a potential landing spot for Giannis. Nine's going to be Toronto. Oh, my goodness. So the top four picks, order to be revealed, Dallas and San Antonio are in there. Oh, goodness gracious.
Wow.
Okay, well, this is getting tight. All right, the 8th pick, this is the worst one the Pelicans could potentially be.
And it's not us.
It is Brooklyn. Okay. So moving right along here, we got the 7th pick. This is one of the kind of higher odds for the Pelicans. And there it is. Pelicans get the 7th pick in the 2025 NBA draft.
All right, so the 7th overall pick in this draft goes to the Pelicans. Definitely lower than we expected, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was the second highest pick odds, but that's still very unlucky, unfortunately. The Wizards get the 6th pick. Did I just see that correctly?
You did.
Oh, that's brutal. I think that's the lowest pick they could have ended up with.
Washington with that 18-64 season.
So the top three, oh goodness, Dallas, San Antonio, 70s, Philadelphia are going to be in the top four. Let's see here.
Utah
gets pick five. Yeah, so they get dinged. That was the worst pick they could have landed with. So the top four is going to be revealed in order: Dallas, San Antonio, Philadelphia, and Charlotte. Man, I hope Dallas doesn't get Cooper Flagg, but I don't like any of these. Oh, goodness. Steve, this is dramatic. A lot of teams kind of made a big leap here. Philadelphia was a team that really tanked towards the end of the season. They had a 10.5% chance to get the Cooper Flagg pick.
Yeah. You hate to see a team that was visibly and actively tanking during the season come away with the top four odds.
Yeah, at the same time, it was a team like Utah who was doing the same exact thing, got the worst possible pick. Man, this year was brutal. I mean, Utah gets the worst possible pick at pick 5.
We need to sim the draft again.
Washington got the worst possible pick at pick 6. The Pelicans got their second to worst possible pick at 7. All right. So that's what we got so far, and they're going to reveal the top four just in a little bit.
Yeah, so they took a break there, and we'll, like you said, the top four getting announced shortly. It would be something if the Dallas Mavericks end up with the top overall pick after they dealt away, you know, their franchise superstar to the Lakers.
This is the lottery, Steve. I mean, Dallas had a 1.8% chance to get the one pick, a 2% chance to get 2.2 for 3, and 2.5 for 4. I mean, that is quite literally like a 9% chance to get into the top four, and they got lucky. Oh, man. It's brutal for some of these teams. I feel for Washington specifically. You know, Washington wasn't as bad of tanking as a team like Utah or a team like Philadelphia. Utah also got dinged, though, so it's not even like they got anything good out of it necessarily.
So our top four again, what is it? San Antonio, Dallas?
Yeah, San Antonio, who had, you know, basically, let's see here, 12, 18, effectively a 25% chance to land in the top four. They got it. We got Dallas, who once again had like a 9% chance to land in the top four. They're in there. And then also outside of that, we got Philadelphia and Charlotte. Charlotte was the one that makes the most sense. I mean, they were right up there with Washington and Utah for the worst record in the NBA. They were kind of expected to be in the top three picks, top four-ish picks. So they landed up there. But these other teams, like San Antonio, is a bit of a surprise getting in the top four. Dallas is a gigantic surprise. And, you know, they kind of get thrown a bone a little bit after Nico Harrison traded their superstar talent.
Right.
We'll see exactly what pick they land in here in a little bit. Surprised that they actually kind of took a break in between announcing those top four selections. And then last but not least was Dallas, San Antonio, and then Philly. And Philly was the fifth best odds in the draft. So, you know, not too surprising there either.
Adam Schefter putting out NFL Insider for ESPN, also does some NBA stuff, but put, since the NBA introduced the draft lottery in 85, the Utah Jazz have never drawn the number one overall pick nor improved their draft standing. And that streak continued tonight.
I was listening to Bill Simmons earlier today. Steve, I think there's 6 teams that have never gotten the number one overall pick, and Utah's one of them. Let me look up the other ones real quick.
Looking at the Pelicans, they end up with the 7th overall selection in this year draft after they finished with the 4th worst record in the NBA. So definitely a huge letdown for the Birds in this one, unfortunately.
Sure. Absolutely. So the 6 teams that have never earned the number one overall pick in the draft: the Denver Nuggets, the Indiana Pacers, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Miami Heat, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Utah Jazz. And Utah, that streak continues, unfortunately, for them. And unfortunately for the Pelicans, as you mentioned, Steve, after a 21-win campaign that was just mirrored by injuries throughout the entire process, they fell to the 2nd worst spot that they could potentially end up with in this draft lottery with the 7th overall pick.
Brutal for the Pellies, man. The rough season continues on into the offseason for them.
Yeah, no, it's rough for sure. And now, you know, the conversation's going to start buzzing around if the Pelicans do keep this pick or if they're going to move on from it in some sort of offseason trade.
I know you were definitely anti getting rid of the pick at first, but now with this, you know, being number 7,
you know, 5,
depending on what you can get in return for it,
there's a big gap between, you know, and we've talked about this in the pre-draft process as well, Steve, where you have Cooper Flagg as the clear-cut number 1 guy,
right?
And then at number 2, it's Dylan Harper, the point guard from Rutgers, the 6'6" guard, the son of Ron Harper. We talked with Friedel about him. And past that, at pick 3, it's a little bit more up in the air. Like, some people have Ace Bailey, the wing from Rutgers. Others have VJ Edgecombe, the guard from Baylor, as the 3rd best player in this draft. But it's basically a flip-flop with those two as the 3-4 guys. And then, effectively, from 5 to 10, it's just a jumble of names. Like, there's no like the tiers kind of stop being real clear cut. I hate to see Philadelphia be rewarded for how they tanked to end the season. And I hate to see Dallas be rewarded for, you know, what happened with the Luka Doncic situation. But here we are. Those four teams, the Spurs, the Mavericks, the Charlotte Hornets, and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Here we go. We're going to find out the top four in order here now.
Another thing, Steve, like if the Spurs get the number one pick and get Cooper Flagg to add to Wembanyama, Stephon Castle, and De'Aaron Fox, that would be insane. That's just another gauntlet team in the Western Conference.
Popovich might be thinking, man, maybe I'll stick around for another year of coaching.
The Charlotte Hornets get the number four pick. This is unbelievable.
So Charlotte now at number four. San Antonio, Philadelphia, and
Philly gets three.
Dallas left. Philly gets three. So it's between Dallas and San Antonio. Big time for Texas tonight.
What is happening? San Antonio gets two. Dallas wins Cooper Flagg. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like the NBA rewarded them for sending Luka over to the Lakers.
1.8% chance to win the lottery. Okay. Sure. Sure. You know, why not? Why not, NBA?
So it shakes out with the Dallas Mavericks having the top overall pick in the draft and likely selecting Cooper Flagg with that pick. Number two in that, the San Antonio Spurs, followed by the Philadelphia 76ers, and then the Charlotte Hornets.
I feel bad for Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte had the clear-cut best odds of any of those teams, and they get the fourth pick. Oof, that's tough. But Dallas, with a 1.8% chance, the 11th team in these lottery odds, wins the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. Unreal.
Yeah, this is a night when, you know, everybody gets, not everybody, but Pels fans will definitely be upset with the lottery process instead of it going by record.
Yeah, the Pelicans have won the lottery multiple times, though, so it's you can't be, like, super, super upset, but definitely getting the second worst possible pick is a little bit upsetting for sure for Pelican fans.
Looking at the draft, which will happen, when is the NBA draft being held?
It's in June. It's in late June as well. I believe it's like the 25th. It's on a Wednesday.
Okay, so got some time for the NBA draft. We got NBA playoff action, though, resuming tonight. Two games in action, Boston and the New York Knicks. New York at home this evening, trying to get that 3-1 lead over Boston. The series 2-1 now after the Celts got on the board there. And then we're looking at the Golden State Warriors hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. T-Wolves having a 2-1 advantage in that matchup. And man, oh man, I've said it over and over again, I have not a lot of faith in these Warriors without Steph Curry in the mix over there.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Steve. And just kind of reemphasizing, the draft is Wednesday, June 25th. So we're about a month and a half out from it. And that is my, I mean, we'll talk with Ali Cassell here in just a little bit. We're going to hit the break here in a second, Steve. But that's my number one question now, is when you really got unlucky in this process, if you're the Pelicans falling all the way down to number seven. Once again, the worst you could have picked was number eight. But there's like a 2% chance for that. So my first real question for Ali is, well, I mean, what happens with this pick? Do you keep it? I know it's a good draft class, but you were hoping that you would, you know, win the 50-50 toss-up and get into the top four at least.
Right.
But even if you fell out of the top four, like five, maybe six, but you, I mean, seven is almost the worst case scenario, unfortunately. No,
we were definitely top overall pick dreaming, but I thought at least you had a good chance to get into that top four.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very superstitious person, and I spun the lottery machine once, and the Pelicans got the number two pick. I'm like, I am never doing this
again.
Sold.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I just, you know, I won't care about doing that in the future now.
We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk, get more into the draft lottery results. Ali Cassell, NBA writer, will join us after the break, kind of find out what he thinks the plans for the Pelicans are, like Charlie mentioned, and also what are the potential prospects that could be on the board with that seventh overall pick. Coming back with more of Sports Talk and our NBA draft lottery fallout right after this on WWL Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Charlie Long, happy to welcome in now NBA writer covering the Pelicans, Ali Gosell, to the radio huddle here on WWL. Well, Ali, the bad luck for the Pels continued into the lottery this year, unfortunately. How you doing, man?
Hey, Steve, I was doing better about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, it feels like the regular season's still going, right? Because, I mean, one of the worst possible outcomes just happened.
Yeah, the only three teams that got that moved up spots, Dallas, San Antonio, and Philadelphia, huge win for the Mavericks. They only had a 1.8 overall chance at getting that number one pick, and looks like Cooper Flagg is headed to Dallas.
Yeah, and it's really incredible considering the reason he's going there is because of that infamous Luka Doncic trade with the Lakers. Right? I mean, Nico Harrison got taken to the cleaners for that trade, and rightfully so. I mean, if you look at it from almost any angle, that trade shouldn't have happened. And yet, because that trade happened, Dallas slipped in the rankings, and now they're going to end up with their next franchise player. It's crazy to think about, but I'll tell you what, conspiracy theorists are going to have a field day with this one.
Oh, yeah, you see it already.
Is there, like, real quick, I'm going to hop in here, Ali. Is there a worse team to have won this lottery than Dallas and be thrown the bone than Nico Harrison and the Mavericks after what happened with Luka Doncic? I mean, legitimately, because I know people will say, oh, you know, the Spurs, if they got lucky again in another, like, gold chip prospect type of draft with Cooper Flagg just a couple years after they won the Wemby class, but... I mean, Dallas is getting rewarded for one of the worst trades in NBA history, in professional sports history, if we're being completely honest. I hate that they won this lottery.
Yeah, I'm with you, Charlie. I mean, let's face it. Like I said, that trade is going to be the worst in in NBA history, and incompetence got rewarded, right? So that bothers me to the core as well. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with Cooper Flagg's career, but right now it looks like Dallas really lucked in this, and Nico Harrison probably saved his job for a while longer.
Before we get into some of these prospects that could be available for the Pels in this draft, one thing positive I will say, Ali, at least Zion looked pretty good tonight, nice and slim and smiling, and hopefully he's ready for this coming season.
Yeah, you know, that's my biggest takeaway, right? You got to concentrate on something positive. It's
right.
The fact that one, Zion Williamson actually represented the Pelicans. I mean, I honestly can't recall the New Orleans franchise ever sending a player on their behalf. I'm pretty sure it hasn't happened, right? Because I know during Dell Demps' era, David Griffin, this definitely didn't happen. But look, here's the other thing that it also tells you, is that Joe Dumars has really given a vote of confidence to Zion Williamson. You obviously don't send him to this draft lottery if you're really leaning towards trading him this summer. But also, this points to the fact that I think this is Joe Dumars also saying, Zion, I also want you to take kind of that leadership role, right? He's pushing him by putting him there in front of the camera. Because Portland Trailblazers, they did this for years, sending Damian Lillard, right? Some teams like to send their quote-unquote leaders, faces of franchise, And for Zion Williamson to be there, who we all know doesn't like to do interviews, rarely ever talks to the crowd at SKC, you name it, for him to be there, I think that says a lot. So, yeah, that's the biggest and best takeaway for the Pelicans today.
So, Ali, the 7th overall pick in the 2025 NBA draft. First and foremost, before we even start getting into the prospects like Steven mentioned, do the Pelicans keep this pick? Like, I know this is kind of looking into your crystal ball, and this just happened quite literally like 15 minutes ago. Do you think that they are going to keep this pick and use this on a player in this draft?
Yeah, with them slipping down so far, unless they've got somebody they really like, you got to feel like the chances are as high as ever for them to potentially move this pick, right? Because this screams a guy that's going to need developmental time. Because I honestly feel like this draft has about 5 good players that can be kind of franchise-altering that you draft no matter what, even if it takes that player a year or two to get acclimated to the NBA. But now you're moving into the role player territory, and not even the greatest role players, right? Because I had my eye on Con Kanepo, for instance. I thought if the Pelicans either stayed at 4 or even probably sit to 5 or on down, that's the guy I was targeting. But now it sounds like he's moving up in everybody's eyes, and so I don't think the Pelicans even have a chance at drafting him at 7. So, yeah, if you're Joe Dumars, like you took the job with the Detroit Pistons, you remade that team on a fly by getting win-now talent. And if you're keeping Zion, you've got Trey Murphy and Herb Jones, you kind of want to stay that course, right? Add another guy that can contribute now. So it feels like, yeah, I think that pick, number 7 pick, is going to be up for grabs and potentially shopped around a little bit.
Ollie, looking at the potential prospects that could be available when that's for that 7 selection, do you have like a cloud of like 2 or 3 players that you think could be in the mix right there?
Yeah, Con Kanepo's my dream. I really feel like he can step into the league and be kind of like a bigger, less playmaking, but a better shooting Austin type of Reeves, the guy playing for the Los Angeles Lakers, right? If he's not going to be there, and I don't expect him to be, I think Utah probably doesn't let him go past 5, then I'm looking at maybe adding more size. So I really like Derek Queen. I love what he did in the NCAA tournament. Power forward / center out of Maryland who can really shoot the ball. I know that with the previous general manager, David Griffin, they probably would have looked at him hard. But now that Joe Dumars is here, who's more defensive-oriented, a lot like Willie Green is, I don't know if they'll look at Derek Queen because defense, he's not known for that. In fact, he's below average there. He's strictly an offensive player. So maybe they look at – here's another name. This is the 3rd name they may look at. Kameen Malouf, teammate of Cooper Flagg, legitimate over 7 feet tall from Duke. Because if you've got any kind of doubts about – Eve Missy, and you have to have, right? You saw him his rookie season, got pushed around a ton. If he doesn't put on that requisite weight, if you're Joe Dumars who wants to anchor your defense like he did with Ben Wallace in Detroit, then you might look at Malouf from Duke.
You know, Ali, we were talking with Mark Cook, who's an NBA scout earlier on, and talking about if the Pelicans didn't get lucky and get into the top 4 with that basically coin flip and ended up going the wrong way for the Pelicans. You know, what should they really do? And he had said center and point guard was the other one that he had kind of targeted. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple point guards I think are pretty interesting, too. Jeremiah Fierce from Oklahoma and then Kasper Shakuchonis from Illinois as well. Just want to get your thoughts on those 2 guys because I think they could probably be available around pick 7.
Yeah, Jeremiah Fierce, I think, is head and shoulders a better prospect than Yakuchonis out of Illinois. I just feel like he's going to be able to step in the NBA and kind of leave his mark. That's where Yakuchonis. He's a tall guy, doesn't have the athleticism, doesn't play above the rim, and his shooting is spotty, right? So you worry about those type of players. I mean, look at Josh Giddey, for instance. He he's a much better athlete. And kind of look at other guys kind of in that same mold. They don't fare typically well. Dante Exum, another tall point guard. So I'm just trying to think. But, yeah, the point guard from Illinois I don't like, but Jeremy Fears I like, and I agree with the scouts' assessment. Yeah, point guard, because you're undoubtedly going to be without DeJounte Murray for at least half the year. And then, like I was just saying, Pelicans need size. So, yeah, if they keep the draft pick, you would expect for them to go fishing. Either a guard, and Fears makes a good pick, or you go and get a center.
I want to circle back around to Con Kanepo. I know that you had talked a little bit about him there. People, it feels like he's got a really high floor, but it feels unfair to say that about him because, you know, people will question his athleticism. I'm just asking, what are you looking at? I think he's very athletic for his size, and he just kind of projects as, you know, someone that's going to go in the top 10 of this class, maybe, as you mentioned, upwards of top 5, but someone that if he's there for the Pelicans at pick 7, he's just going to be a solid NBA contributor for a very long time.
Yeah, look, I mean, the stats really point to him being a really good, I think, NBA player. I mean, in his freshman year, he almost went 50-40-90, right? 50% shooting from the field, 40% from three, 90% from the free throw line. And the thing I liked the most was his ability to either play make or get to the rim. I don't think anybody expected that. But he's also got a floater, but he didn't have to pull it out much because he was strong enough already as a freshman to be able to get all the way to the rim and or get to the free throw line. So I think he's going to be easily a three-level scorer who can also play make. I mean, this is the kind of guy, it's a prototypical guy you want as a second or third option on an NBA team today. So, yeah, I love him. I love watching him play this year. And like I said, I just don't think he lasts the seven, unfortunately. But, yeah, the athleticism, Charlie, I don't get that either. I think he moves well enough, and his shot is just butter. That jumper, honestly, can be as good as maybe Klay Thompson's was to me, honestly.
He just, once again, screams to me like someone that's going to have a 10-year career in the NBA. And that's really what you're looking for in these top 10-ish picks. But, you know, like you mentioned, we're not sure if he's going to actually be there. Go ahead, Steve.
I was just switching up gears now, Ali, looking at the NBA playoffs. We got two games tonight. But overall, just some of these series right now, you're seeing last night, man, the Pacers just taking it to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I know a lot of people kind of doubted this Cavs squad going into the postseason. What were your overall impressions right now in this series against Indiana? Because, man, oh, man, the Pacers just walloped them last evening.
Yeah, I'm shocked. And look, we've got to bring up the fact that the Cavaliers, while Game 2 didn't have Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, right, Defensive Player of the Year, and important guy off the bench, DeAndre Hunter. So it's understandable why they fell behind, but it's been brutal, right? A lot of these teams in the NBA, they're either behind or lost in the first round even. They've had some really crazy losses. I mean, look at the way Indiana knocked out the Bucks, right? The Bucks should have won that one game in the first round, but Pacers came back from, what was it, 7 points down with just seconds left. It's kind of that's been kind of their calling card. They've been clutch. I mean, next to maybe what? The New York Knicks and Jalen Brunson. I don't think there's been any team more clutch than Tyrese Haliburton and the Pacers. So great story for them. And you're right. Looks like the Cavaliers are probably done. What, they're 1-3 in the series, and Donovan Mitchell's got a sprained ankle to go with the other maladies, like right. I just mentioned. Yeah, they seem dead in the water to me.
And then looking at the Western Conference playoff picture tonight, Steve, it's a doubleheader, right? So we got Minnesota and Golden State tonight as well.
Right, correct.
Yeah, that series, you know, even with Steph Curry being injured in game one, which was a real bummer, the one game that Golden State's won in the series so far, like when you look at Minnesota, they rolled through the Lakers. It felt like they were a good matchup for Golden State as well to make it back to the Western Conference Finals for the second straight year. But with Minnesota, Ali, what do you think their ceiling is? Because it feels like if they match up with you know, Denver, they've had Denver's number this year. So that's one thing. But if they match up with OKC, I don't know if they're a great matchup for the Thunder, and it feels like the Thunder might roll through their way to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen simply because of what we've already seen happen, right? Look, Denver and OKC are tied 2-2. And I think similarly, the Timberwolves could give OKC problems with their size and the fact they've got Anthony Edwards, right? He's a legitimate guy that can put you on his back and kind of drive you all the way to the finish line. And then when you look at also Minnesota, I think, number one, Rudy Gobert, he's playing fantastic. He's guarding guards out there. He's really active. They're looking for him, especially on cuts to the rim. He had that one big game against the Lakers, right? Went for over 20 points, almost, what was it? Yeah, over 20 points, 20 rebounds, something along those lines. And then Julius Randle,
yeah,
he is playing like a man possessed where he's giving in his all defensively. I've never seen the guy. He's guarding in the first round LeBron James, anybody who was in front of him, Luka Doncic, and doing a good job of staying in front of him. And now, right, he's given the Warriors some problems, Jimmy Butler and such. So I feel like they're a very complete team that I wouldn't want to face. And I don't know. It's terrible news, I think, for Warriors fans that Steph Curry right now is still dealing right with that hamstring strain. Because I think this would be a great series. But otherwise, I don't know how the Warriors can win even another game without Steph, right? I mean, Butler can get you some points, but to rely on Buddy Hield or Podzemski to get you 30 points, it seems like it's not going to happen again.
Yeah, hamstring issues are tricky, Ali. We know that firsthand, yeah, dealing with it in New Orleans. And it just doesn't feel like Curry's going to return in this series. I know that the earliest he could potentially return, I think, is Game 5. When they said he was going to be reevaluated in a week, but he was going to miss games 2, 3, and 4. So Golden State's in a bad spot. I wanted to ask you about Boston and New York because those two games in TD Garden were weird, Ali. I mean, two back-to-back 20-point blown leads by the Boston Celtics, who just seemed to wilt when it got to kind of crunch time there. and New York looked like the hungrier team. They stole games one and two in Boston. But then game three over the weekend on Saturday, Boston, you know, once again took that big lead, but they didn't give it up. And New York at Madison Square Garden, everyone talks about, you know, how raucous the crowd is and everything. New York, I think, is 1-3 in the playoffs right now at MSG, right? And so we'll see what happens with this crucial game four, which is happening right now. But it feels like all the experts that we talked to throughout the week have been preaching the don't panic in regards to Boston thing, that they're still probably going to win this series.
Yeah, I think they're right. I mean, look, those first two games, Boston couldn't throw it in the ocean. I mean, that first game, I remember they missed 45 of 60 three-point shots and didn't shoot the ball any better in game two. And I felt like they kept on just trying to trust the process, right? That's how they play, either get to the rim or shoot the three. And obviously the shots didn't go in, and they were trying to shoot them down the stretch. And I think they probably learned from that, hey, we're going to have some bad luck shooting. Well, we can't let that lead to a loss. So I'm guessing that probably won't happen again, right? If the shot's not going down, I think we're going to see them be more aggressive. And, yeah, they already got that monkey off their backs kind of by winning one on the road. And I'm with you. I don't know if the Knicks will probably win even another game. I know that's maybe some might not believe that because they were down 0-2. But, look, Boston's just a much better team on paper and were during the regular season. And I think they, like I said, found their confidence with that win in game three.
And Ali, finally looking at that OKC versus Denver series, definitely looks like a rock fight that's going to be going down to a 7-game series, tied up 2-2 right now. What are your feelings about Nuggets versus Thunder?
Oh, I really would like to see Denver go the full 7 games, but I'm not sure if they can. Jokic, right, for some reason can't really score the ball efficiently, which is strange considering what we saw him do all this season. And then, of course, Jamal Murray, he's not consistently having those spectacular games, which I think they need from him, right? Because otherwise then you're counting on Aaron Gordon gets you 30 points, Michael Porter for 20 points. And, you know, especially with Porter's shoulder injury, that's just not going to happen. So I just don't know if Denver honestly can score enough points to stay with OKC, who you know is going to score their buckets because they've got a lot of three-point shooters. They get out and push the pace. And it feels like, honestly, guys, Shea hasn't even really gotten off yet, right? He hasn't really found his stride. So you feel like that's going to happen too. So I don't know. I would like to see, like I said, go 7 games, but I just don't see it happening, especially if Jokic isn't playing like the best player in the world.
Well, Ali, appreciate your time, especially right after the NBA draft lottery happening, hopping on with us. And I guess pour a large drink this evening and throw one back for the Pelicans.
Yep.
Yeah, guys, look, I want to get away from this 24-25 season as soon as possible because everything that touched it, it just turned to sour grapes for New Orleans.
Ouch, yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Ali, though. You're not sour grapes.
No. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ali.
Ali Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans, joining us there. Just to recap the NBA draft lottery results, the Dallas Mavericks ending up with the number one overall pick, followed by San Antonio, then Philadelphia, Charlotte at number four, the Pels all the way down to number seven, dip 3 spots from their projection in the NBA draft lottery. Unfortunately for the Pels, we'll see what happens, what they do with this pick now. Some speculation they could end up moving on and trading it. We'll see if there's any bit, you know, any takers for that and what the Pels could get in return. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll wrap things up right here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one.
You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk as we wind things down, getting ready for the season finale of the Jay Johnson Show. The Tigers will play their regular season finale this weekend as they travel to South Carolina. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. We'll be monitoring the weather over to see what happens in SoCal. But a wild one this weekend at the box. Had a 10-inning game in the first matchup. That was 5-4, a late-night matchup. The second game ended up being a run rule victory for the Tigers, 13-3 and 7. And then yesterday they lost a 9-inning game, 7-4 to the Hogs. Overall, though, a successful outing for the Bayou Bengals, who are now up to number one in the rankings, taking 2 of 3 from a tough Arkansas squad.
Yeah, and you took care of home field at the box. And that was kind of the big thing when we were talking with Todd Walker last week. He had mentioned, yes, Arkansas may be the most complete team in the country, but they're playing in Baton Rouge. And, you know, playing at home is a huge advantage. And so LSU able to hold serve, taking 2 of 3. I know that they didn't sweep. The game on Sunday was kind of wonky a little bit with Jay Johnson getting tossed for yelling at the home plate umpire for flinching.
Tommy flinched that he got tossed. Come on.
Yeah, that was a quick hook. It was ridiculous. But that ump crew felt, you know, and I'm not typically the person to complain about umpires, but the first base ump glaring them down instead of watching the game was really weird too, like early on in that matchup. Anyways, but yeah, still taking 2 of 3. From Arkansas, it was fantastic. You know, you're heading, you kind of get a little bit hot heading into that final weekend series against South Carolina, a South Carolina team that is in the dumps right now.
Right.
5-22 right now in the conference, Steve. It's not out of the question that if Mizzou wins their final weekend series, South Carolina might be the 16th seed in the conference. That's Mizzou started 0-24. So it's been a rough year for South Carolina. Hopefully LSU can go to Columbia and take care of business and wrap up the season on a high note.
How wild baseball can be, yeah. You know, just no, an interesting outcome for me, at least. I feel like because of that second matchup against Arkansas where you run ruled them, that 13-3 victory, he kind of helped the Hogs save their bullpen there, which they were able to use against you in game 3.
I know. And so it's a little bit unfortunate that you weren't able to sweep, but taking 2 of 3 is the win that you were looking for. Because now you're sitting at number one in D1 baseball's most recent top 25 poll. You know, you're at 7 in the RPI. And when we've talked to all these experts, they say that the 19-win mark is where you feel really safe for a top 8 national seed.
Right, that sweet spot.
Home path to Omaha, right? So if you would have only won one this weekend against Arkansas, you would have had to sweep South Carolina. Now all you got to do is take 2 of 3.
Once again, folks, the Jay Johnson Show coming up right after this. And unfortunately, reminder, the Pelicans got the 7th overall pick in the NBA draft lottery. Be back tomorrow, everyone. Have a good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.